For nearly two decades, Nancy Nichols would open a menu and see opportunity. But on this day, as she perused the offerings at Lark on the Park, she was mostly reminded of limitations.
You know, I look at the sandwiches section and it's like I have to get creative there. I mean, it's kind of hard to order a grilled cheese without bread.
So instead, it's...
I think I'll try the Tassion salad and then fish of the day.
For the last several years, the story's been the same. Dine out at a fancy new restaurant, then pray she could make it home before the intestinal distress kicked in. Sometimes she didn't make it. Nichols says these symptoms are common among restaurant critics who can eat rich, multi-course meals 3 to 6 nights a week. She knew something was seriously wrong, though, when her mind started to go fuzzy.
I mean, I was doing things like driving down the tollway, and instead of turning off the Bluetooth in my car, I would turn off the ignition.
Her lowest moment didn't come in the car, though. One morning, she woke up and couldn't move.
I mean, I literally looked at the floor, and I looked down at my toes, and I did not know how to get my feet to the ground, and it was like 7:30 in the morning. And that was terrifying. And I just reached over and called my gynecologist and just called her, and I said, I have to come in because I think I'm dying.
What followed was months and months of tests. First, she thought she had hypothyroidism, then hyperthyroidism. Finally, an endocrinologist asked if she'd ever considered cutting out gluten. The test for celiac disease was negative, but then her doctor emailed to say she had tested positive for Hashimoto's thyroiditis, a condition in which gluten causes the body to attack the thyroid.
And she said, take care, see you in 6 weeks. I mean, it's like, okay. And I was like, yay, I'm sick. But I mean, after 3 years and you finally find out what it is, you know, then you can have a plan, you know, you can fix it.
Nichols hasn't eaten gluten since mid-October. She says within a few weeks, she felt remarkably better. Already this year, she's traveled to Cuba and Dubai, trips she wouldn't have even considered 6 months ago. Which doesn't mean life is perfect. First, she had to tell her editor at D she was giving up the dining critic job. She's staying to cover the restaurant business and write features on other topics. And she's also suffering the withdrawal that more than 3 million other gluten-intolerant Americans face. No more fettuccine or fried chicken. Adios, beer, and anything with a bun. Which are mild compared with the loss of her favorite pizza.
It's not the same. I mean, I'm just a Cane Rosso junkie, and that hurts, you know, that I can't just fold up one of those warm, soft crusts and just go face down in it. And as a matter of fact, I'm giving myself 6 months of gluten-free, and then I'm going to do an experiment, and I'm going to go to Cane Rosso, I'm going to eat a pizza, and I'm going to see what happens.
It might hurt later, but she's willing to pay the price for one more taste of chewy, cheesy bliss. Stephen Becker, KERA News.